by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
This is the second one. What does it mean to be a man after God's own heart? Well, 1 Kings 15:5 says, "Because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord and turned not aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, except only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite." So the Bible says that David did right in the eyes of God, except one thing, what he did with Uriah, which I told you about. So the Lord puts that in. They say, look, he did right, but he messed up one time. God forgave him, though. Now look at the characteristics here. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, not in your own eyes. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's a way that seems right, but it's not right. So you really have to determine what is right in the eyes of God, that we would do right according to what's in his sight is right. Then it says that he didn't turn aside from anything that God commanded all the days of his life. In other words, David never stopped following the Lord. He never quit. He didn't let his lust for women turn his heart away from God like Solomon did. See, there's another scripture in the Bible says that Solomon allowed his wives to turn his heart from God. And the Bible says his heart was not perfect like his father David, because he allowed the women in his life to cause him to fall in idolatry. So if you're going to be a man after God's own heart, you can't be an idolater, you can't be a fornicator, you can't be a whoremonger, you can't be somebody that committing adultery. And then all these other sins that go along with that. David messed up. Yeah, he committed adultery, but he repented. We have people now that are not repenting of their sins. People that are sinning, but they are not repenting. You have to repent of sexual sin. Everybody say repent.
Repent.
Say it like you mean it.
Repent.
Say it like you stand on the street corner.
Repent.
How would you say if you stand on the street corner, you want everybody to hear you? That's the way you say, repent. That's what John the Baptist did. Oh, you really got it. I'm going to put you out there. I need to get her out there. She got the voice for it. When your friends start telling you about what they're doing, you need to look at them and say, repent.
Repent.
Go ahead on, Randy. David made a lifelong, lifetime commitment to serve God with all his heart. How long is your commitment for? Are you committed for 6 months? I'm going to try this. Are you committed for 2 years? You say, well, I'm going to get a law of 5 years, and if it don't work right, I'm going back to what I used to do. What kind of commitment have you made? Have you made a lifetime commitment to serve God? Well, David did. The Bible says he turned not aside from anything that was commanded him all the days of his life except for Uriah. How strong is your commitment to the Lord? Is it for a lifetime? Is there anything you will sell out to or cause you to turn away from the Lord? Have you found anything in your life that you will sell out to, that you will take in exchange for the Lord? Have you found anything worth it? People do it every day. They sell out to the flesh for some temporary pleasure. And they kick Jesus to the curb. See, they haven't made a lifetime commitment. You have to make a lifetime commitment to follow after the Lord and make a decision that you are not going to turn from following the Lord. Everybody say, I'm not going to turn. If you want to be a man after God's own heart, you have to be committed. You have to be committed to him with everything you got. And then you have to identify those things in your life that would make you fall. If you ask yourself, what would you fall for? And something popped in your mind. Some people will fall for money. Some people will fall for fame. Some people will fall for another woman or another man. Some people will fall for a lot of things out there, a brand new, a nice car, a house out, you know, out on the beach somewhere. If anything popped in your mind when I said that, then you need to start dealing with that because the devil's trying to push an idol on you. And you need to set up some defense to combat that and say, nope, this will not cause me to fall. Because if the devil can ever find a desire in you that's not sanctified, is not holy, then he will work on it. Amen. He will keep bringing it back to you. Again, he'll keep picking at you about it. He'll keep on giving it to you. Brother Hagin told a story about a woman that got possessed, you know, because she was very pretty. And the devil would put it in her mind that she was so pretty. She was so pretty that she could be making a living, you know, out there in the nightclubs or singing, some career thing. And when it first started doing it, you know, she would cast that thought down. Now, I don't get exactly the exact temptation, but you understand where I'm going. She would cast it down. So the devil would wait a while, and then he'd bring it back to her again. And she would cast it down. Then he'd bring it back. He'd wait a little more time, and then he'd bring it back to it. And then she'd start thinking about it a little bit. She'd think about it a little bit. Think about it a little bit. And then she'd catch herself, and then she'd cast it down. So every time he brought it back to her, she'd think about it a little bit longer until one day when he presented that idea to her, she just dropped all her restraint and began to meditate on it. And before you know it, the devil had control of her mind. She left her husband, left the ministry, went into the world. You say, well, how did that happen? She'd been in the church, I don't know how long. I'm just using anybody for an example. How did that person go wrong? Did they just all of a sudden last week fall? No, I'm going to tell you, the devil might have been working on them for 10 or 15 years. And they lost the resolve to keep fighting it. See, you have to confront and you have to challenge and you have to cast down those thoughts that you know that are not of God. It is not right for you to meditate on them and to let them stay there. When you do, you're giving the devil a place to work. And when he see that desire in you, he'll keep on working. See, when the devil came to Jesus, he couldn't find nothing in Jesus. He examined him. The Lord knew that Satan had examined. He said, the prince of this world cometh, but he find nothing in me. That means the Lord knew that the Satan done looked at him from head to toe, inside out, done checked his spirit for anything that was in him that was corrupt or that could be corrupted, and he couldn't find nothing in him. You're going to be a man after God's own heart, you have to keep yourself. You'll have to have that resolve. You're not going to turn away. You have to have that commitment. Amen. Everybody say, I'm committed to the Lord. I will be strong in my resolve to serve the Lord with my whole heart. All right, number three, turn to 1 Kings 14:8. It says, and God rent the kingdom away from the house of David and gave it to thee, and yet thou hast not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments, and who followed me with all his heart to do that only which was right in mine eyes. Now, you see how God bragged on David here? When he's talking to this other kingdom, he said, now, look, you didn't do like David. In other words, if you're going to be a man after God's own heart, you will have to be willing to be an example to others. Some people say, look, I ain't no role model. Don't nobody pattern their life after me. Why? The only reason people think like that is because they got stuff wrong. Notice here that David set a standard. He set the example for others to follow. He set a standard that God used to measure other kings by. What kind of example are you setting as a man of God? Can someone watch your life and pattern themselves after you and still go to heaven? or will your example corrupt them and lead them astray? Because somebody is watching your life. God is watching. So you have to set the example for your children and for future generations to follow. You're working right now building a legacy. You're building an example that people will look back and either they'll embrace it or they'll reject it. David taught his children the word of God. Look at the Proverbs. Solomon talked about, and my father taught me these things, and these are the words that my father said to me. So David was diligent about teaching his children the commandments of God. He taught his children. He passed the wisdom that he had acquired in life on to other people. So we had to remember that God is watching us. Others are watching us. So we had to set the right example that would cause God to brag on us. Don't you want God to brag on you? Oh, he needs some examples down here. That he can look to you and tell you, hey, follow that man right there. Follow the example of that woman. See, the Lord will do that. He'll connect you to certain people and say, now watch them. Because he trusts those people that they're going to set the right example in front of you. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to be a man after God's own heart. In other words, be a good husband to your wife. Treat her with honor, respect, and kindness. Don't dishonor your wife by sleeping with another woman. Every time you commit adultery, you dishonor the one that you gave your heart to. And now you're giving your heart, a part of your heart, to somebody and say, well, I love both of them. You crazy. You can't have two masters. You can't have two women in your heart. You're going to hold her to one and despise her just like you would with God. Your heart was not made to be split. The Bible says he that committed adultery with a woman lacks understanding. And the Bible says by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. I knew a guy when I was in college, I used to call him Bread Man. Every time I saw him, I said, hey, Bread Man. He said, what you mean? I said, the Bible says by the means of a whore's woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. You ain't nothing but a piece of bread. Because he was a fornicator. So every time I got a chance, he was my friend, I'd tell him, hey, Bread Man. He knew what I was talking about. Don't dishonor your wife. Don't dishonor your husband. I don't care how bad things get at home. That ain't no excuse for you to break that covenant. Well, things ain't going good. So, work through it.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
You are listening to the very best of community radio, presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, Louisiana.